Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and who specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physician Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars.
And welcome back, everyone, to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live from our studios here in beautiful, sunny, tropical, and yes, very warm Palm Beach, Florida. My name is Dr. Perry Bard. I'm your co-host for today's live broadcast. And on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who is on assignment, we want to welcome everyone. This will be an incredible show, mark my words. We hope you're as excited as we are. We're super, super excited to have with us today one of the country's leading physicians and one of the real true elite doctors from the great state, my state of New York. We want to welcome our very, very special guest today, Dr. Haksu Bey from Queens, New York. Welcome, Dr. Bey.
Thank you, Dr. Bart. I'm glad to be here.
It's a real treat. You know, it's a real honor to have you with us today. We've worked a while to try to get you on this show. We know your schedule has been crazy, so we want to thank you multiple times. This is the first of many times here. And, you know, for many of you who are first-timers to our national broadcast, one of the things that our audience happens to love about our show is not only do they get a chance to learn about some groundbreaking medical technology utilized by our spotlighted physician here with us today, Dr. Haksu Bey from Queens, New York, but during our show, they really, really get an up-close and real personal look from behind the curtains as to why you, Dr. Bey, have been so incredibly successful in your treatment protocols and your treatment options for a host of patients who suffer from back pain, who suffer from neck pain, joint pain, arm and leg pain, often caused by the stress of injuries, and, you know, a lot of times with no injuries at all, but just the wear and tear of getting through life. And one of the things that you are known for, one of the things that you specialize in, is something that you've been able to have incredible success with, and that is something commonly known as non-surgical spinal decompression. Dr. Bey, would you be so kind to share with our listening audience, what is non-surgical spinal decompression?
Yeah, non-surgical decompression is treating the back pain and herniated disc, back pain caused by herniated disc and degenerative disc disease, facet syndrome, and sciatica without surgery.
That's great. So in essence, this is a technology that allows you, apparently here, and I'm, you know, I know so much about you, so, but our listening audience often, you know, this is the first time they've been exposed to you. So we're gonna start from square one, and square one is the simple fact that this is not a surgical procedure. This is actually a non-surgical procedure. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It's not a surgery. It's the natural way treatment. The body tries to heal itself.
So in other words, what you're doing here is you're using a very, very specific piece of equipment known as a spinal decompression table. Now, when you're applying spinal decompression, basically, how long does this session take?
It usually takes about 20 sessions. Each session takes about an hour and a half. That all included, we are using it the DRX 9000 and also AQ Spinal. And we do electric muscle stimulation and with ice pack after treatment, and also we do the laser treatment combined.
So it's interesting because one of the things that you're known for specifically, and we touched upon it in the beginning, was what is known as specific treatment protocols. In other words, you've designed a very special process or system, if you will, to be able to take care of patients in a super gentle way, correct? In other words, non-surgical spinal decompression is so comfortable that patients can actually fall asleep on these specifically designed tables. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It's really comfortable. A lot of people sleep on the about 30 minutes on the table. They can really relax, they listen to music, and then really comfortable. There's no pain at all. It's really a lot of people worry about the painful, but it is not. It's really comfortable on the table.
So basically, they're lying on their back, and the table, which are, in essence, these tables are specific, they are computerized, and they are geared towards treating the exact spinal disc condition that individuals suffer from that often cause chronic pain syndromes. What are the most common pain syndromes that you treat in your office with spinal decompression?
That's a common cause of the back pain. By the herniated disc and the degenerative disc and some facet syndromes. And we also common name the sciatica, people who have low back pain and the leg pains. Or sometimes people who have post-surgery, we do treat those patients also.
Very, very interesting. Now, how do you determine if somebody is a candidate for this specific type of treatment?
I do recommend the people has to have X-ray and MRI. And MRI show up to the specific joint area that we can target that area. The machine, we set up the angles. Let's say people who have the most common area is L4 and L5, we have to get at the specific angle. The pull, the machine does it. So MRI show up, we should have it. That's the common things most people have at the MRI, I decided. And people who are, let's say, post-surgical candidate, some people might not candidate for this treatment because after screw on it, fuse the surgery, but MRI show up the most the people who have a problem. I can decide it when a patient come in with the MRI report and X-ray films, so we can go over and decide that one.
So it's very interesting. It really is, because one of the things you're known for, as we mentioned, is a very, very specific process to determine who truly is a candidate. Your success rate is so incredibly high in terms of results with this specific procedure, but part of that has so much to do with your process of screening patients, and I think that's very interesting. Now, the difference being, there is a difference, obviously, and if you would share with our listening audience, what's the real difference between a plain film X-ray study and a magnetic resonance imaging study, otherwise known as an MRI? What's the difference?
X-ray show up the only bony problems. And then MRI show up the between the bone, there's a special disc problem show up there. So most time in the people who had the X-ray, it doesn't show up the herniated disc on there, but they still have a degenerative disc problem and the facet syndrome problem, but the MRI show up the really specific joint area, so we can really target and the most best result we can get it.
So it's very interesting. In other words, the MRI gives a very, very important piece of the puzzle, which you've shared with me previously, to make a determination as to who can be accepted for treatment. In other words, who qualifies for treatment. And we are joined here live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We're coming to you live from our studios here in Palm Beach, Florida. We're joined here by one of the true elite doctors, not just in New York, but across the country, Dr. Hak Su Bae. Would you be so kind, Dr. Bae, to share with our listening audience your contact information as far as your phone number and your website?
Yes, my phone number is a 718 area code 445-6477. Our the website is, we have a couple websites here. Decompression website is www.quenesdiscenter.com, queensdiscenter.com. And also we do have a www.unionrehab.com.
That's beautiful. And you, a lot of our listening audience doesn't know this, but Dr. Bae actually practices very close to a university where my son happened to graduate. It's known as St. John's University. Great, great school. So we were super excited to have the time to be able to bring you on as a guest here. And I wanted to go a little bit more and basically share with our listening audience the simple fact that not only do you provide non-surgical spinal decompression of the highest level, not only are you able to help patients avoid narcotics and epidural injections and potential surgeries, but you also, and I think this is one of the things that set you apart, is you have the true Rolls Royce of spinal decompression tables and equipment, specifically in your practice, known as the AcuSpina table. Mm-hmm. What makes this table different than other spinal decompression tables?
AcuSpina has been on the long at in our community. That's really at the has a cervical and lumbar decompression machine. I heard it's really good machine, and then that's really at the helping a lot of people, and the success rate is better than when I think other machine does it. That's what I know.
Well, I think it's interesting because you're such a humble doctor, and I'm going to brag on you a little bit because, in essence, you being so humble and so modest, the difference being, obviously, is a simple fact that you're able to basically do things for a spinal disc as far as rehydrate the disc, as far as heal the tissue, as far as support and stabilize the joint with the equipment that you happen to have, which is really the, you know, we called it the Rolls Royce, and that's the standard here, because your office also too happens to be part of a national network known as Disc Centers of America. What sets the Centers of America apart from other clinics, Dr. Bae?
We are really distinguished compared to other clinics. I do have two machines, two spinal decompression machines, and also we have decrease at the pain and the stiffness and also inflammation, and doing that at the laser therapy combined with the spinal decompression. That's why we are different than other clinics.
I think it's very interesting because also, too, I think in the fact that you have the highest level of certification in non-surgical spinal decompression. You are also nationally certified. Can you talk about the training specifically that you are part of in Dallas, Texas?
Yes, I did. I went there at the Dallas, Texas. I was taught by Dr. Bard and Dr. Kaplan, and they provided so much information and how to treat the patient by the spinal decompression, and also how we can treat it, how we can help the people with the spinal decompression. That was really great at the great piece of the education material to I learn. So it helped me a lot, even though I'm using the spinal decompression over 10 years. Still, I'm learning from the nationwide spinal decompression and education by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Park.
You know, I think it's interesting for our listening audience because you've been a student of non-surgical spinal decompression for over 10 years, which puts you so far ahead of your peers and your colleagues. And I think that's a statement always to the type of practice that you have and the quality of individual that you have. But more than that, I think one of the things, Dr. Bay, that has set you apart is, in essence, if you look in the dictionary under the word doctor, one of the definitions of the word doctor is teacher. And one of the things you're known for is really teaching your patients how to take charge of their health, how to take charge of their back condition, and how to take charge of their life so they are in a position of control and to be able to maintain great health. One of the things, as you touched upon before, is the utilization of some incredible technology known as laser therapy. How does laser therapy, Dr. Bay, work in concert or in conjunction with non-surgical spinal decompression?
Yeah, we used to have class 3 at the laser. That was working in some little superficial decrease at the inflammation. But we recently get at the class 4, high technology at the laser machine. We got it last year. That was to penetrate the deeper tissue and try the energy going into the very deep tissue area in a very short period of time. And the clinical research showed that it reduced the pain and the inflammation. That helping a lot of people with pain. And conjunction with the spinal decompression, we really helped a lot of people who has pain.
So it's very interesting. So in other words, what you've done here is you've conjoined different technologies, specifically the utilization of light therapy, which is in essence what laser really is. This is a gentle, comfortable, easy, simple, and very, very effective way to be able to heal tissue and to be able to support the joint to allow the disc to gain maximum healing. And I think that's one of the great things about you. I think one of the other things also, too, is that you're a real family man and that your wife, Hannah, is also, for the patients that are fortunate and lucky enough to be part of your practice,
yes.
And I've seen your new website, and it's fantastic, queensdisccenter.com, with your videos, with your educational materials, with the free, apparently you provide a free pain kit to patients as well by just simply asking for it, which speaks to your generosity. Can you speak a little bit about Hannah's role within the practice?
She is a nurse practitioner, has been about 5 years. She's trying helping me, and then she comes here once a week, take care of little patient consultation. Even though she's a nurse practitioner, she doesn't like medication, people we know. She's really part of the well treatment in our office too, and recommend people natural way try to healing body, and also without people going to further to the surgery, we are try to helping the laser treatment and the physical therapy, and also big part of a spinal decompression treatment. We helped a lot of people. She's a really big part of our family in here too.
I think it's incredible because you've really been a torch carrier and really a leader in the profession to be able to really marry Eastern medicine with Western medicine, to be able to always put your patients first and foremost, and to be able to afford your patients options that they simply couldn't receive anywhere else. And I think it's interesting because I know you're such a busy doctor, and patients travel from far and wide to come to see you, but when you're not helping sick people get better, when you're not helping your patients deal with some of the stressors of life and help to basically eliminate a host of different ailments and conditions and aches and pains, you also happen to be an outdoorsman, and I was so excited to hear about some of your things that you like to do as far as hiking and as far as playing golf. How long has this happened? How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing hiking at the Muadim, I think, 10 years. But, you know, it's really at the, that's where at the, really helping my body. I have to update myself too. And, you know, all day with the patient and physically, mentally, a little bit deteriorate myself. I have to be on top of my physically, mentally, to treat the patient. So I'm at the most time I'm going every week, and with a, you know, big mountain, get a fresh air. You know, so I have to stay on the top of my physical too, to take care of all my patients.
I think that's incredible, and I think it always speaks to the simple fact that Dr. Bay, that you practice what you preach. Number one. Number two, you live by example. And number three, you have such a big heart. You really do. I've been fortunate to meet you in person a number of times, and you just, you know, you light up the room. You really do. And you're a lot of fun. And I think the patients, even though initially they're taken by your expertise and your credibility and your specialty factor in treating a host of ailments specific to spinal disc conditions, once they get to really see that other side of you, it's really quite remarkable, and I think it's awesome. We have a little bit of time left on our national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight radio show here, coming to you live with our special guest, Dr. Hak Soo Bay, from none other, nowhere else but Queens, New York, one of the great, great places in our great country. Really, really great, great stuff. Would you be kind enough to share with our listening audience one more time your contact information?
My contact telephone number is 718 area code 445-6477. My website is a decompression website is www.queensdiscenter.com, or also we have a unionrehab.com.
This was one of the quickest shows we've ever done. I don't know where the time went. There's so many other things we would love to speak with you on, and the only thing I can say is that we would love to have you back again on another episode. Would you be so kind in the future, Dr. Bay, to take time out
Thank
of your
you
schedule in the future to be able to have you back on our national broadcast again?
Yes, thank you very much. Appreciate it. I'd love to have a come back again.
You've been such a special guest. You really have. And I want to thank our listening audience. You know, you guys have been so incredibly loyal to this show. We've got an incredible following, not just nationally, but internationally as well. And on behalf of my co-host, who happens to be on assignment today, Dr. Eric Kaplan, we wanted to thank you for tuning in. We wanted to thank our very, very special guest, Dr. Haksu Bey, really a doctor's doctor. In other words, believe it or not, doctors at some point in their life actually do at some point, they too get sick. And Dr. Bey is the type of doctor that we seek out because it is the highest standard of care. And you couldn't find anybody nicer. I could rave and brag on him all day long. I could do another show on you, Dr. Bay,
yeah.
Just bragging about
you
and Hannah, because
yeah.
you're such a first-class doctor, and your patients are so incredibly, incredibly lucky. We want to thank our listening audience again. Until next time, we want to wish you a great day, a great night, and until next
time,
when we see you live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next
time. We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.